Wake up in the tent when the...
You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
What up, beautiful people? This is The Nate Jackson Show. I'm your host, at Mr. Nate Jackson. You already know what it is. This is episode 60, and I'm sitting here with two distinguished gentlemen in comedy. To my right and your left, Mr. Ryan Davis.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
And to my left and your right, Mr. Leonard Oots.
Salutations.
That's what you... Salutations. I think it's an English professor. Salutations. So... here, give me a 5-star review.
Do us a favor and leave a 5-star review on iTunes for the show. It really matters. Thank you for the love and support. Keep listening to the Nate Jackson Radio Show.
Yeah, so the show is broadcasting live on the Spreaker app. It's also live on Facebook. Thank you guys for tuning in. There's a few people coming in. The number for calling in live if you want to talk or ask a question, because today's episode is mad loose, is 818-575-6993. Tangerine is not here right now. The entertainment Swiss Army knife. She is a little under the weather today. So instead of her being here and being the co-host, we're going to rock like this. So the number will be read normally, not how we usually do it. She usually goes 818-575-69, and then she lets out like this deep-ass moan.
Oh, wow.
Because of 69. Okay. But today, I'm not finna be moaning in here with you niggas.
I appreciate it.
I feel like I'm being robbed, though. Like I'm being robbed of the full experience.
You want to say, okay,
nah,
I'm going to take that's what you got to say. You say that when I bump you, all right? All
right.
818-575-69.
I can't hear nothing.
You can't hear yourself? Is that what the issue is?
Yeah.
Does that sound better?
Yeah, let's stop. Yeah, let's stop. I can't hear nothing.
818-575-6993.
It's in and out. Just like some of y'all's fathers.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
So, I usually have hella... can you hear yourself now?
Nope.
How about now?
Now I can. Now I stopped again.
Ain't this a bitch? How about now?
I'm good. Now I can hear you. I can.
Cool. All right, so... we usually go over hella news topics, but I feel like we might as well just chop it up, man. I'm sitting here with two very talented dudes. It's not like we aren't, we be on our shit. You don't got to pre-plan everything. Sometimes you just got to go with some natural talent.
Yeah, we do this.
Before we were on air, we were talking about the news story where Lil Pump done got arrested.
Lil Pump.
The Gucci Gang dude with the rainbow braids, dreads, or whatever he got.
I didn't know he was a white kid.
What? Oh, I thought you meant after you seen him. You just mean after you heard him.
Nah, I saw his mugshot today, and I was like, oh, snap. This is a little light-skinned boy.
Yeah, Travis is in trouble.
You still didn't think he was white?
I had no idea.
Oh,
he's a white kid?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I had no idea.
Maybe the funny part is somebody's going to correct us and be like, he actually isn't. And I'm going to be like, whatever.
I used to think that one dude was a white boy, too, but he was light-skinned. The rapper?
The Drake? Rapper.
Nah. There's one that looks hella white. Here's another thing that's about to be an interesting part of today's show. I don't normally partake in the greenage, but today I tapped on some. So I'm heady high. Not body high, just heady high. Some of the names I'm trying to say ain't going to come to me right away. Okay?
Okay.
But there's a rapper. I think his name is Knowledge or something like that.
Yeah, Knowledge.
He looks white.
Ain't he white?
Nah, he's black.
No way.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
I don't even know. I don't even have the knowledge of knowledge.
This is how brothers used to argue about Vanilla Ice.
What?
Somebody put a lot of money on that. Man, listen to that bass line.
It's crazy. It wouldn't shock me. It doesn't shock me, though, whenever you see, like, successful people doing, quote,
Logic.
Unquote.
Logic is his name.
That's what I was talking about. I was talking about Logic. I knew who you meant. But he's the dude with the glasses. He performed at the Grammys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, with the pressure thing. That's a white dude, bro.
You said all that to say.
That's a white dude.
Here's where he's from, here's who he is, and that's a white dude.
That's definitely a white guy.
I don't know, man. I saw the mugshot today of the one kid, and the song jams. I'm not knocking that. I just didn't know I was listening to white child music.
Yeah, well, the thing is, music...
Gucci gang. Like, who raised him? Man, he was raised by Nigga Wolves.
He was like, me and my grandma both do pills.
Yeah.
In the song. I was dying laughing. I was like, he dead serious.
Do she know he do her pills?
Well, he definitely selling them.
Yeah.
Is he? That's what he pumping out?
Yeah. Yeah. Lil Pump.
That's Lil Pump. Crazy.
Lil Pump.
So he shot. They say he shot at his door from the inside of his house. So the police came, and instead of really helping him, arrested him, saying that he shouldn't have been firing a gun in the house and stuff like that.
The trajectory of the bullet.
That right there.
Anytime they use a word like trajectory, you going to jail. You are definitely going to jail.
I'd be like, I'm not going. I jumped. My Chit. Food. So I don't know.
My food here. I'll be back.
Look.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
I jumped, so I don't know when. Outside. I don't know when I let the bullet loose, but I jumped. So call that trajectory.
Hey, why you out there? Get another set of headphones for me, because my shit keep going in and out. It's been out for like 2 minutes, but I just gave up on it.
Oh man, I'm sorry. We'll get you back right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm hearing myself. Yeah. I can hear.
Cool.
And I'm back.
Freestyle.
And I'm back.
You know that? Do it. And we back in the building. We back in this hoe. You already watching, because you already know. This the Facebook Live, and you dig it's going down. I'm in the building, and I'm flowing right now. Season 8, you can catch me wilding out. But if you say a little different, it sound like Oot. I'm sitting here with my boy, Leonard Oots. From Virginia. It don't stop. We going to continue. Outkast, Big Boy. Andre.
I be... the VA representative. Now I be in Manila. Might be with your white girl Vanilla. Give a good wood, no splinters.
No splinters.
I can't remember what I was gonna say next, but I know that I'm keep cashing big checks. And you know I got your girl on my neck. That was a lie, cause you know I ain't got that.
Bars.
And we chilling bars with Nate Jackson.
Then it went in there now.
I got a few bars. Be in them wars, got a few scars.
Virginia in the house.
I like when rappers, they start rapping, the beaks cut. They saying, I'm a them last couple bars be the hard. They don't be saying that would be the hardest.
They be the ones.
They be money. Yeah, cut the beat. And for anybody to think that I'm. he just start telling you, keep thinking I'm soft because you see me on Cicero. And you know what I mean? You know how I get down on everything.
On God. Don't worry about mine. Yeah.
I actually heard somebody say last night on Bompton, and I was scared.
Where was you at?
In Hollywood.
Well, you know what? On these, like, holiday weekends, when everybody's entering the city to come kick it, that's when it be, you know, that's when the hood come out, too.
Man, Nate not just back tourists. And forth with Nate last night. He was like, ain't nobody here from L.A. Nigga, L.A. in here, cuz.
Yeah, they're like, nigga, I said, ain't nobody in here from here. And they was like, yeah, we is. I'm like... You niggas are not born in Hollywood, bro. They don't even birth. Shit gotta be. You gotta have all your papers and shit in Hollywood.
Man,
so I was like, man, ain't nobody from here. The hospital you was born in ain't within 10 miles. Stop. It ain't on the call sheet, nigga.
It's just a bus trip, cuz. When he said that, he was like, Nate was like.
My thoughts were, nigga, you're riding the bus? But I didn't want to say that after already. Right. Nigga was like, ding, I'm about to turn up.
Whoa, that's hilarious.
Fuck that. Man, people just be heckling. This is the thing. Like, they don't know that we really do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, while you're at home sleeping, while you're chilling, whatever you doing that ain't thinking of funny, we thinking of funny.
Yeah. Mm.
We be thinking of what funny shit doing? While we doing other stuff.
What I had to walk a lady in Boston.
Home? What you doing? Why you at home? What you doing? What you doing? Why you at home? We on stage. Why you at home? What you doing?
We making a song now.
What you doing?
Hey.
Why you at home? What you doing? I'm on stage. What you doing? What you doing? Bomb.
That nigga Ryan was like, I'm going to start eating.
Yeah, man. The funny part is it just sound like.
There probably ain't no sugar in that drink you got.
Yeah, there
is. That's the only sugar I get is in the drink.
That's the drink you
sip. Also watching me eating, man. It's you don't see me doing nothing but picking zucchini and squash off of a stick.
Man, we all ordered Uber Eats separately, so we all got different food. Like, I got Chinese food.
I got a chicken sandwich.
Leonard got from where?
Huh?
Where is it from?
From Whole Foods.
I gotta say the truth.
You don't gotta say.
They don't know why it's funny.
You don't gotta do nothing. I got a chicken sandwich though.
That's okay.
It don't matter where it came from. I had a chicken.
I got Chinese food for pickup sticks.
Oh, now you gotta say exactly where you got it from. you gonna be petty?
He got a cheese chicken sandwich from Whole Foods.
From where? Fat Burger. It was so delicious. I hope my shorty don't see this. She's gonna be so mad.
So I had chow mein. He had a fat burger.
All right, bro. He keep getting healthy. I had the raw lettuce, and he had fat burger.
Right. I'm just saying, like, the name says a lot. Like, the they didn't even give a
Greece.
Fuck no more.
The noodles was in Greece too.
This is terriblesandwiches.com. Ate one.
It looked like Ryan drinking one of them drinks. Like, see, that's something I don't like.
So
about
Ryan
vegan.
Ryan ordered.
Veggie skewers. Yeah, and kale salad.
So veggie skewers and kale salad?
Yeah.
See, my thing about vegans, they be lying. They be like, oh no, this is Kool-Aid is sweet. Then you drink it like this is not sweet. You ever had something and it tastes like
I
the
don't
ice?
Front, bro. I'm from the South.
It tastes like the ice already melted.
You
in
need
it.
The sugar should be the first ingredient.
Like, add other
you fill
shit.
It up with sugar, then you
color,
add, yeah,
you, then water.
Exactly.
If you got room left.
Yeah, if you got room left. Exactly.
And if it don't fit, heat it up.
And if you make a sweet tea, you're supposed to put the sugar in there while the tea hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't put no sugar in no cold tea.
I'll always like my drink sweet. I don't play. Man, you put my drink in the refrigerator, it starts to look like syrup.
As it gets cold.
Yeah. It slows down when it gets
cold.
That's
right. Put it on your pancakes.
That's
that
how
shit.
Much sugar is in my shit, bro.
So here's the thing, right? I say all that to say, because there's a joke in this. I ordered something that's like semi-healthy. I got shrimp vegetables joint. Leonard got something. It was healthy. As far as the things they got on the menu, he made a lighter choice. This nigga ordered from the Garden of Eden.
This nigga went outside.
As soon as he said it after we ordered our like not healthy food, he goes, I had grass and leaves. Leonard's like, you know, we ain't got to do the show with this nigga, man. We eat meat down here, bro. We don't got to.
Hey, you know,
like, we don't really, we don't need it. Wasn't any break in it.
He's not in the clubhouse.
I was like, I'm gonna get get a kale salad. And as soon as I said salad, he said, we can do this show without this nigga. Really?
No, you were like, I want to get a call. He was like, coleslaw? What's the rest of what you're trying to say?
Chicken sandwich? Curry goat? You want some curry goat? Yo, do Uber Eats be sending y'all...
That nigga turns kale into chicken sandwich.
do y'all be getting thank you texts from Uber Eats?
What, the person said thank you?
They be like, hey,
oh,
thank
yeah,
you.
Oh, yeah, that's the automatic thing.
Oh, I be thinking, like, maybe trying to come at me like, oh, hey, bro, appreciate you. You know what I mean?
It's
you know,
a setup in case you leave your phone around your girl after you said you eating right. Here come your thank you for fat burger
boy,
message. Oh,
that's hot. Hey.
I thought man, you said you
were going to eat that. I'm sorry, man.
You know I stay in the bougie apartments, right? They,
humble brag.
They wouldn't even, nah, I didn't want to say that.
we forced them.
Yeah, they forced them. I wanted to go to another place. They raised the price.
Oh, yeah, then you had to do what you did.
No, I had to do what I had to do. They would not let my Uber Eats guy in. Like, I got a
book. Into the building?
Yeah, like, he was standing out there with the drink and the food, and the ladies at the counter was like,
he'll be down.
Without no key. I don't know how he's supposed to get in here. He kept calling me. I was like, what's the problem? Right. Just come to my door. He was like, I can't get in the building. I was like, oh, you gotta. I was like, oh, must not be anybody down there. I get down there, security down
it's
there.
Packed.
Looking him dead in the face. The whole lobby packed. Looking him dead in the face outside the glass.
So he can't come in.
Uh-huh. I was like, man, I can already tell I'm not going to like living here. I'm not going to like living. Y'all doing the most. I like to be safe. I'm glad that I'm safe.
Okay.
But this nigga is not, he's not going to hurt me. He's coming to bring me
the
1 pound bison burger that I ordered.
Damn, you eating good over there too.
Nigga.
You eating bison legs?
Man, but that's why I got to eat. That's why I got to eat veggie skewers.
What's a bison? that's an expensive ass. That's the Whole Foods meat.
No,
right
it's
there.
A new I'm cabbage. I'm
telling you, bro.
A new cabbage?
It's a new cabbage.
Why they call it bison, though?
Because it'd be two of them in the pack.
I think buy two of them.
Bison, like bicycle. he don't want it no more.
Mm-mm.
It's a cabbage.
I happen to like cabbage.
With what in it?
Neck bones. Black people put neck bones in it. Black people throw salad in anything.
Man, I'm listen. I tried being vegan before.
Did you?
And then tried eating with black people. Black people put meat in everything as a seasoning or some type of flavor.
Man, even shit that don't even belong in it.
You're like, how did
this? Yeah, I'm like, hey, mama, how do I make that cabbage you got? You start with some chicken broth.
Yeah. What?
That's hilarious.
Everything yeah. is meat.
It still trick you in the, bro, you got meat in, what?
It's all meat.
The chicken broth. So now you walk.
I'm telling you. You couldn't. It's just like that, bro. It's like, I'm like, yo, I just, forget that. I'll just eat the green peas. Well, we put pieces of pork in our green peas. I'm like, man, I can't
This
do
is
it.
Actually granulated beef.
Yeah.
Rolled in some green shit. That's funny. So do y'all cook?
Nah.
Not at all?
Years ago.
What made you hang it up? What was you like, man? You
I was
know
a
what?
Vegetarian. And back then, it like this was.
This is crazy. You're vegetarian. I'm pescatarian.
I'm pescatarian.
You just had chicken.
Shut up.
This is what a lot of people don't know. I've only been fat for like 3-4 years. So
listen, for the skinny viewers out there that ain't never been big, fat people remember when it started to go downhill.
Yeah,
I'd be like, nigga, I tore my meniscus and that's when.
Yeah, I was extremely skinny. Like, I'm like 100 pounds heavier than what I used to be.
What
like,
what was the catalyst? Did somebody break your heart, nigga? Like,
I started doing comedy.
Nah, nigga, don't blame comedy.
I'm dead serious. That's what it was.
Says the guy who's bigger than both of us. Yeah. The well, common factor.
I've been fat.
Oh, okay. But that's not new.
I started doing comedy.
I've been doing Leonard, if you order another Uber Eat back to back,
this is
nah,
what.
Nah, that was Google.
This
Google.
Is what.
Oh, I was like, Leonard.
This is
no.
I it's hard for me to you change whenever you want. If you really want to be good at comedy,
yeah,
you gotta put your time into comedy.
Yep.
And I used to be one of these people who played basketball every day.
Okay,
can't play basketball no
That's
more.
Out of there.
Yeah, you gotta work because you gotta maintain where you living, and then you gotta go hit mics and you gotta write and you gotta do. That's all your time. And food has always been like a comfort thing for me, but I was always active.
Uh-huh.
Well, you take out the activity, and it's more, you know what I mean, more sitting, more doing nothing, and more eating, nigga, that's what it is.
Yeah, we be physically inactive, but our brains be big
yeah,
as
my
hell.
Brain, exactly.
Right, we be
cooking
right waiting.
Now, I'm smarter than I've ever been in my life.
Straight up.
But
the amount of reading and content you're consuming.
So I can think of a better escape plan now, because physically, before I would just run.
You got to plan it.
Yeah, right. Now I got to plan
it. Now you figure it out. If I lean on that for a couple minutes.
That's funny.
I duck
but I tell
that.
You this, though. When you would turn into a big nigga, niggas don't fuck with you like that.
Ugh.
Before, man, like, I noticed even, like, the more weight I gain, it sound crazy. You ain't got to work out. You just get stronger anyway. Just
That's
naturally.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like I went from, you know, if ever I broke out, I had to break out into a fight, I had to use, like, speed with my hands to get away. Now, I just grab you.
And spin.
Yeah, I just grab you.
And then let go.
Yeah, I just grab you, bro.
So, were you a big baby? Were you a little
That
big?
Was a huge baby.
Okay. So, you were born big as hell.
Yeah.
And then you slendered out.
Slendered out. Well, I was middle of eight, like, middle of seven kids.
Were you a big baby?
I was born when I was born. I was already three. So they used to say my baby food was clam chowder. Nah, I was a big boy. I played football.
I've been pescatarian my whole life. You don't know who you fucking with.
No, I actually went through depression when I left college.
Okay,
so I gained like 200 pounds.
What kind of depression?
Nigga, the sad kind. The fucking
no, day. I get that, but, like, people have, like, main catalysts, like, reasons for it. Heartbreak type or social anxiety type?
Nah, like just not knowing. I was 19, dropped out of college because I started doing comedy. I ain't want to do nothing but comedy.
Comedy.
And yeah, damn. And then my parents got, you know, my parents
you can't,
with me.
You can't blame comedy, Leonard.
right away. So
well,
I thought it through comedy.
Well, I'm not blaming comedy. I'm blaming my parents. But I'm not blaming my parents, but I'm saying, like, they wouldn't fuck with me, put me in a, you know. I'm a
Somebody red. In the chat room says, if we just drink water, the weight will fall off.
Ha!
Shut up. It's always somebody saying some stupid, yo, if you just blink twice, your eyelids will get, shut up. If you just drink water. If you ain't never been fat, don't tell me how to lose weight.
They said you're still a big baby.
So my thing is,
thank you.
So if I drink water and then down this vat of cooking oil, then I'm going, the weight still going to fall off?
No, but I think you found a way to negate water's effects.
Yeah.
And honestly, if we just drank hella water and not sugary substances.
Nah, I drink water. This would be the one time I don't drink water today.
Well, then you're going to start losing weight again.
Yeah.
But you already eating... What are you chewing on right now?
Carrot.
The son of the nigga was chewing on a straw.
This is not the snacks most like shows.
You know how a nigga been that straw?
When niggas are sneaking off reaching for shit, it's not for carrots, nigga.
My nigga done been.
Go ahead. Oh, they're on a whole shish kebab. Hold one of them up. Let them sit.
He can drop that bitch right on the grill.
Look at this fucking shish kebab. Look at this guy.
Yeah, yep. See that.
You regret? Like, are you having, you know?
Hey, he wasting that. That's supposed to be some aluminum foil with a whole bunch of rib meat on it.
It's
with a link. It's supposed to be a link on that motherfucker. Right.
I'm telling you,
that's what I would do. And pull that hole right through.
This is punishment for eating whatever I want to eat.
Okay.
For so long, man. You eventually, you just gotta.
But so when I started eating cleaner, right? This is the funniest show to people. They're like, how are the three biggest niggas on the internet?
We talking healthy.
Just talk healthy.
Niggas had a whole bunch of checkups this week.
It is what it is.
You know, niggas get baptized when they go to the doctor.
I noticed when I started eating more vegetables and stuff, like my taste buds reacclimated to a lot more flavors than just expecting sugar or certain spices all the time. Because black people, we eat onion powder, garlic powder, pepper, salt, everything.
Yeah.
You start being like, is that cumin? Powder. Like all the other flavors is kicking.
When I started losing weight, I started noticing that my sex drive was like I was lasting a lot.
Got you an extra minute?
A couple of minutes. Yeah, you can Google me. I got a little sex tape out.
It's not little.
No, you're right. It ain't little. It ain't huge.
What's it called? What's it called?
Fluff them cakes.
Fuck that. The next 3 minutes is gonna be fat porn names. So get creative.
Fat porn names.
Yeah, your porno. It's called Big
Debbie's Matt. Debbie's Little Cakes.
Everybody on the screen got cake.
Man.
This is Big Matt.
Big Matt.
Yeah, you like ba da ba ba ba. I'm fucking like that's the whole.
That's hilarious.
You got a jingle and everything.
A Native American joint. Poke a fat ass.
The lion, the witch, and the goddamn.
Ooh, a morning breakfast type pussy crisp.
Okay, pussy crisp, pussy okay, crisp. Yeah, because it got a snack and a pussy
the
in it.
Cookie, you can still keep it at cookie.
Ooh, double entendre.
Yeah.
Call it double stuff though.
Ah.
It's an Oreo.
That sounded legit like a little.
That's
like
what Tangerine would have did. I had to shout out to Tangerine.
I'm
going to
tell you what's crazy, though, man. Me and a skinny dude, like, my whole life, I like bigger women.
Do you?
And then I got bigger.
And now you like,
and
shit.
They don't like bigger men.
Big girls do not like me, bro. I've never had a fat girlfriend ever.
Big girls don't like me. I'm like, I'm still the small dude that y'all like, though.
In here.
I done inside. Humped
a couple. Hey, I ain't going to lie to you. Big girls got some good.
Man, be the best.
It'd be wild.
The best.
It'd be warm.
My
it'd
homeboy.
It'd be warm, bro.
My homeboy T Springs, this is his logic behind it. He said the reason it be so good is because they thighs are still touching. So even when you out of it, the wet thighs are still on
friction.
You pulling up friction.
That's the longest stroke.
It's the longest stroke.
You only be
ever.
A centimeter in. Yeah. All of that's getting tapped on.
I think it's so good because of all the times they got curved growing up.
Uh-huh.
So, nigga,
all that built up.
All that built up doubt and self-esteem this year.
That's why it's good.
It didn't turn. It didn't crawled out of his motherfucking cocoon into some good vagina.
I think it's because they got tiny butt cheeks. Like real big girls, if you lay them down and they start doing all that shit with their legs, their butt go away.
No.
Nah. Cheek be that big.
I didn't hit a couple thick joints that had some motherfucking
flat
out. Yeah. Like,
yeah, I ain't fucking no motherfucking me built bitch. I ain't no bitch built like me.
If I just want to see what that bed is made out of, is that oak, nigga?
Nigga, see, hey. But see, I don't think, because what if, we talking about sleep apnea, what if I can't date no chick with, that's in, you know how many electricity that would be?
I hit a
if
chick.
If we both had a sleep apnea machine.
I hit a chick with sleep apnea.
You did?
Absolutely.
You would or you did?
Nah, man, she was like, you want to use my machine? I was like, hilarious. That's how I knew I did my shit.
I'm like, hey, bitch.
So
you,
she did a sleep study on you?
She risks dying in her sleep.
So that you can live.
So my,
so the
my,
dick, the dick
so
must
like
go on.
Dick can live on.
The dick, the dick must last on.
She was like, this must go somewhere. If one of us has to die, that's to be me.
If she dies, she dies.
I fuck with her a long way now.
In the afterlife,
man. You know they got to, you got to clean it, that shit too, the filter and everything.
Yeah,
the filter.
Erica's the hose on it gets.
Did collect all that water and shit? That shit from, yeah.
Big girls are it though. Hashtag BBW. The people are commenting.
Well, tell one of them BBWs come holler at me. Shoot, let's go get lunch.
Yeah,
shit,
call in.
818-575-6993.
Let's go get lunch.
Let's go get
lunch.
That's
one,
how I mean,
one that'll suck you dry and then eat some lunch with you.
Uh-huh. I could eat.
I will eat. You hear
that's
me?
What
you hear me? I will eat.
Yeah.
Talk to you. Bye.
They gonna eat your goddamn soul. Out.
What? What? Y'all don't eat. You gotta come twice off the head before we do anything.
Yeah, you try to. You know, you ever eat it? It was so good, you try to get it out your fingernails, nigga.
Out your fingernails?
Nigga, you from the bottom.
You're like, oh, damn, girl.
These some country boys. If you eat pussy off your fingers.
Yeah,
damn,
I ain't nothing. Off your finger?
God,
I done ate something so good that I sucked on the sheets while she was in the bed. I was like, yeah, I got to get some more of this juice in my mouth. I done sucked on the sheets. I don't even know if this really, this might be pee. This might be my pee from last night, but I'm going to suck on these sheets.
This nigga eating everything in the room, nigga. The bench, the bed.
That, man. This whatever.
The window.
Nigga, I done licked the couch. Nigga, I'm trying to tell you, nigga, wherever she was dripping at, I'm, you know what I mean?
Oh, man. I promise you one thing. You gone, boss.
You gone.
So what is it? So are you saying you like big women more than you like little women? Is that the consensus?
All right, but, well. Listen, my thing is,
let that nigga talk
to me.
Digesting yeah. The whole.
Nah, my thing is, okay, my thing good. Is, you gotta be. I just don't like now that I'm older, I can find, some level of attraction in all women.
For sure.
Yeah, but it's something about just. The imperfections, what's considered imperfections,
okay.
And somebody
okay.
who has confidence in all of that.
Preach, okay. King. Preach,
like,
King.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker. This is a new thing, but I'm a sucker for, like, a whole bunch of freckles now.
Really?
Yeah.
Freckles,
like,
thing?
Like,
yeah.
Nah, that's not.
You used to think it was ugly.
Yeah, well, no, it's literally, like, they call it a birth defect.
Yeah.
But I don't. I think it's, like, sprinkles, nigga. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Me, I don't know, man. It's just something about a chick who got a little bit of gut and don't care. It ain't going nowhere. Uh-huh. It don't change nothing. I'ma still be out here like and
you a pooch picker upper.
And the thing is though, not all big girls really have a pooch. You can find girls with that's like 160, 170 in a stomach flat.
This is a specific person. This nigga got
word,
so specific.
You can
160, 170.
You can find a chick from Mobile, Alabama that went to FAMU.
But you gotta understand on different races of women, mm-hmm. 170 look different.
No, that's right.
Right, that's a fact.
It's sit different.
So I'm clearly talking about black women.
Clearly.
But,
here's my thing. I agree with you.
I don't have a type at all.
At
I like
all?
I like what I like. Because I'll be honest, this is a bit that I do too. Like, I feel like I'm nobody's type. I don't feel like, you know what I mean? Like,
Hold on. Somebody said big women have low self-esteem and they give it up quicker.
That's trash. It is way harder to hit a big girl than it
word.
Is.
Yeah, because they'd be like, I got to really like you to show you all this bullshit.
Right.
whoever said that was stripping. It's way harder.
I'm talking man. Shit, but I don't know. Size of the woman doesn't make them
word.
more faster or not to me. I just think that it is what it is.
It is what it is.
It's how you raise, where you from, how much you want to fuck somebody.
Because I done fuck skinny chicks way faster than I done fuck big chicks. I'm talking about like what, like
way, like.
Especially a skinny like chick mid, that's a chubby mid, chaser.
Mid fuck you like. By the way, my name's Ryan.
So do you feel like because of their body size, their sexual activity is less?
I done met some skinny chicks that don't want to get on top. I done met some big girls that's like, nah, lay down.
Huh. But I'm saying like for promiscuity, like you think big girls smash less?
Nah,
big girls.
In my life experience is big girls smash less than like a fit in shape chick, and talk more though. They be like, let me shake your dick, nigga, but they don't get it as much. Here's my example. Where you from though? Seattle.
We from the south.
Yeah,
but everything is thick in the south. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I'm saying this, like I'll give you an example to highlight that is, they say every year or every 4 years in the Olympic Village for the Summer Olympics. They fuck like 100,000 condoms worth of fucking.
Really?
Yeah, the Olympians, because they're all in tip top prime, best human form and shape they can be. They just be out there smashing, trying to have little Olympic babies and stuff.
Not me.
They lit. I mean, congrats to them.
I'm gonna be honest with you. If I had an 8-pack, I'm gonna fuck more.
Not me.
Cause I got an 8-pack.
Not me.
I'm just out here with an 8-pack. Fuck, I'm doing.
I feel like, I mean, I'm fat and I'm out here fucking a lot. Like, well, I mean, not right now because I'm not.
Yeah, but if you had an 8-pack, crazy abs.
I mean,
you in America, you can have your confidence and swag all the way up all you want. But the size of a human in America matters a lot. Like, especially in Hollywood, everybody's talking about physical appearance and stuff.
But
and you get more play.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. I get a lot of play. I'm cute. If you look good, it don't matter if you.
But here's the thing: we already established that he was the only one of us that's been big their whole life. Mm-hmm. He has nothing to compare it to. Take it from somebody who used to have a 6-pack. The attention is greater.
I definitely used to have a 6-pack, and I don't feel like the attention is greater, bro. It is at a certain age, but especially when you get in your 30s.
When everybody's a little chubby,
it don't matter. Men don't even matter, man.
Well, and then I'm looking at it from the perspective,
do women expect abs now? Do women even expect abs?
And what does that equal to? You want abs? But bitch, what's your credit looking like?
Yeah, like.
I gotta have abs.
Women care a lot about what you got going on, not necessarily what you look like. You know what I mean? That's why some people be like, Ryan, boy, you don't never get a haircut. You don't never brush your hair because it just don't care. They don't care. They don't care.
I care. That's why I get my haircut.
I'm saying. I have to care.
Let's just ask the ladies. Because the chicks in my life they openly talk about. Have you ever seen a fat strip show? Any gender.
There's always.
That's specialty shit. You got to be like, this is only BBW strippers up in here, baby. Come on.
And they make a ton of money.
Which is fine.
Yeah. It's been the number one porn for years.
I bet.
BBW has been the number one porn for years now.
And that's the thing. And that's how I feel. You're right. If I had a 6-pack, I might smash more chicks. But those same chicks that I would smash want to smash me now.
Right.
But it's like, you're not going to holler at the fat chick in front of while everybody in the club.
Oh, so you're like a guilty secret?
Yeah.
So your DMs is hella full, but in person, you in the party alone.
No, you'd be surprised. You really would be surprised. It'd be chicks that,
My homeboys, like, I got some homeboys that are like, stupid physique, 2% body fat, and they be pulling.
Right.
And then I'll pull, and they be like, damn, nigga, you in there pulling. I was like, yeah, but you pull with my body, nigga.
Yeah.
Right.
Now what?
Because this is my thing. My biggest performing video, my most viral video, is a video about chicks love big dudes.
Yeah.
20-something million views of people.
Chicks
saying,
love, and good examples of
and
it too.
Chicks saying they love big dudes.
Back to back.
Send you that.
I need to get a proposal. I'm good at
it. Yeah. Share that.
That's the biggest one, bro.
Did you see the Super Bowl commercial? Did you do a video on it?
You know I had to mention
it. Nigga, my body. That commercial threw my mouth open in disbelief. Like, I was like, does he not know? Man, is this nigga
Somebody said, Ryan, he trolling you.
He has to be. If Odell Beckham Jr. does not know the gay stigma that's out there about him, he's just embracing it. Like, he's like, I smash so many chicks with my six pack that I don't care what they say about me on the internet.
I'm going to be honest.
Nigga, dive into Eli Manning's arms.
I think that is just being himself. I think this is really
him. This is just who he is.
I don't think he's playing. I think he felt like it was fun.
Yeah.
He thought it was funny and it was playful, and he's a playful dude. The thing is, I think the dude is just passionate all the way around.
Yeah. You know everything he does.
Yeah. If you watch him play football, he plays hard.
Yeah, he does
the
everything.
The whole game.
He puts 100%.
When he gets hurt.
He gets hurt hard.
He's mad he can't go in. He'll fight on the field. That dude is just passionate about everything. And I think he really enjoys dancing. I think that's his thing.
I agree. I think that he dances. He doesn't care about the surrounding.
He don't care.
If the right song is on.
Listen, Beyonce Single Ladies, come on. He going to tear it up.
Which is fine, but some of this shit be sassy than the motherfucker. Like, I saw him straight wrist.
All of it. All of it.
The nigga hit a 720 spin. Man, I was like, the ballet before the game?
Man, it was the
He likes all dance, nigga?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Ballet.
He does ballet.
In cleats.
In the end zone before.
I saw that commercial. It was probably really good for your brand. Because as soon as I saw it, it wasn't on. 30-second commercial. As soon as I saw them niggas tiptoeing and him running towards Eli, he was in the air, and I was thinking Ryan Davis is going to destroy.
Everybody was like, this my inbox was on fire.
It had
fire,
to be on fire.
Bro. I had to make a video on Instagram acknowledging.
Like, y'all don't want me to do it.
I was like, y'all, I'm chilling right now. I saw it. I'm going to drop a video tomorrow.
Right, right.
And I had to go on Facebook and type, hey, you guys,
I saw it. Right.
Yeah, I'm going to make a video tomorrow. Wow. Just to try to limit the inboxes.
I gotta check. You made a video, though.
Yeah, I mentioned it. I made a whole Super Bowl review. Because my thing is, I don't want to be known as the Odell Beckham guy.
Right, because they'll be like, bro, yeah. You're dealing with something too you want him this much.
Well, this is exactly. I think a lot of people got to realize that, like, whenever I do stuff, because at first I was the Odell Beckham guy.
Okay.
Then I was the Tommy Lauren guy.
Yeah.
And then I was, you know what I mean? I want to show people that I am diversified in my humor.
Somebody said he's gay, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I think he would do.
You think he
more.
Does that passionately too? Is that what you're saying? Does everything?
I think that he's definitely bisexual. I don't think he's gay.
Bisexual?
I think he,
I don't know. Man.
I think he dig chicks.
I have no stories, no hearsay, no Hollywood buzz, no whispers have been heard about him actually being gay. But he does gay stuff.
Yeah, listen.
I just can't ballet on the field.
I can't. Yeah. I'm not going to say some of the stuff that's
he
been
got
told
good
me.
Oh, you have heard some shit. Okay, all right.
Because I don't know where it came from.
That's what I'm saying. I can't validate. I don't know.
Listen, because.
He got good people, though. I met his mama. She was so cool.
His mom.
Heather Van Norman. She's dope.
They asked me to go up on Monday at the Hollywood
she
Improv.
She was there. She goes there sometimes.
And she was there.
Yeah.
And I was about to say, yeah, and then Drew was like, yeah, Odell mom's in the front row. I was like, nah, I'm not even going to go up tonight. That's cool.
But you feel like, she's going to jump out there?
I was like, I know she's seen me.
There's no way.
Yeah, so I was like, nah, maybe not tonight.
You want to get your wrist off the court so I can hear?
Oh, my fault.
But I did a show at the Hollywood Improv the last time I was there, and this girl came up to me. She was fine. And she was like, yeah, I know Odell, and I think he gay, whatever, or I know that he was this, this, and that. And when she said it, you know, it's one thing, but let's say she do actually know him or whatever. You don't know where that came from. That could come from a hurt place. He might have curved her.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He might have played her friend or something like that.
She could be
like
doing something just being vindictive. We don't know.
Yeah. You don't know when people.
But you
say
pair
stuff,
what
you
she's saying
from.
With the active pirouettes on the field,
right.
It starts to add some validity. Here's the thing,
but,
though.
You know,
his mom
he's
is
also
dumb,
been
cool.
In the club kissing Khloe Kardashian. He was out on dates with Zendaya. He was, you know, supposedly was hitting Iggy Azalea and all of that. So I mean, Look, man.
Bro, this shit high school all over, man. That's all it is.
Look, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just the
If he is, he is. I'm not tripping or hating or whatever.
What is this?
I just think that goddamn Super Bowl commercial was hysterical. When you consider that Ryan's got the video that went nuts talking about Odell being suspect, and it was like the best chunk. Like, anyone who ever saw a Ryan Davis video would be like, this snippet would be gold. You don't even have, you could change the song. You'd be like, and like, nigga, man, he was in the air jumping.
It's the way
Eli caught him, and I was like,
the way he turned.
I said, oh my God.
When he scored, put the ball down, and I was like, nigga, what, why, what's going on right now?
That'd be the perfect clip. That shit was hella funny.
Eli can't dance worth a shit.
Yeah, I watched that like, God damn, they didn't rehearse that? That's how he be moving like, in the pocket, too. Like, I'm like, shit, they should have put him in some dance classes and he'd have got sacked less.
Man.
Show him how to move them feet.
He played awfully this year.
All right, so I'm going to play a song. We'll go to the break real quick. I'm going to play a song by, this is one of my frat brothers. This dude is very talented. He's from up in the Bay Area. His name is Griot B. He has a song called HBCU There. So I'm going to drop a song in. Then me and the fellas are going to come back again. This is the Nate Jackson Show. And on my right, your left is Ryan Davis. On my left, your right is Leonard Oots. And we just in here talking some shit. If you guys want to call into the show, 818-575-6993. Griot B, HBCU There.
Gang, gang.
Had to get up out my house, I had to leave, I'm gone, yeah. Had to go out on my own, I had to show I'm grown, yeah. Had to pay for all of this, I had to take a loan, but how it's homecoming made me feel I came home. So it's glowing, look around, all this melanin. I'm talking Nubian to light as the Sahara sand, yeah. If I was from Zamunda and I left the motherland, I would've went to find my queen at Spellman. Well read, Morehouse men, they wearing suits. Hampton Pirates say it's true. They the real H2. This ain't honey boo boo, black pageants is the thing. When she get that sass, we sing. She's your queen. Yeah. I spoke to Spike Lee and Samuel Jack. They say go to black college, you won't wanna go back. They said, I had the time of my life. At an HBCU,
I love my H in front of my B, my B in front of my C. I love my HBCU. I do. I love my HBCU.
Financial aid, head grand, why you waiting? Yeah, you ain't seen no girl for months, now she probating. Yeah. If you ain't Greek, better not step on them plots, cause it'll pop up if Norfolk State cute ball. Fried chicken Wednesday, better hit that kitchen. Woo. Swag surfing, locking on, we swaying and we dipping. Parties turning up in dorms and the laundry room. Homecoming cookout like a family reunion. Tuskegee football games, them right there stay popping. Forget the game, ain't nobody watching. Southern Grambling by you, classic band stay rocking. Dance line grooving to the music, moving, jumping. I spoke to Common and Taraji P. They said, go to black college, the knowledge is more sweet. They said, I had the time of my life at a HBCU.
I love my H in front of my B in front of my C. I love my HBCU. I do.
To a place in your life where everyone around you looks just like you. Stars around shining bright, surrounded by black like you on a space flight. See, you don't need a spaceship to go to a different world. It feels like home, but this is a different world where your skin fits in and everyone is different. You don't have to fit a type, you don't have to be a token. You're not defined by preconceived notion. Love your life, drink your potion. You can be who you want to be in this place.
Recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
Do us a favor and leave a 5-star review on iTunes for the show.
It really matters. Thank you for the love and support. Keep listening to the Nate Jackson Radio Show.
Bang. Thank y'all for tuning in. We back. I thought I put the camera off of Leonard while he took that nap right then. But apparently all y'all saw the nap. He's awake now.
I'm back.
This is how big dudes. This is why they be well rested at night. They sleep all day long and little. He must be sleepy. His gout is flaring up. These niggas is talking shit.
How my gout? You don't even see gout.
I don't even know what that is. I just
gout
know
is something.
It be in your foot, right?
My man, cut me out the picture.
Oh, here you go. My bad.
Yeah, y'all be.
I don't be like anytime people try to roast me on the internet, man. First thing I do is look at their profile picture.
Okay.
If you don't have a picture of actual you,
okay,
now I don't even respond.
It ain't worth it.
How can you talk about my face when you ain't even confident enough in yours to make yours your profile picture?
To let people see you.
To let people see you.
You got a picture of Batman.
Yeah, nigga. I ain't about to roast Goku, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
Right. Want me to go off. My thing, I'd be like, how old are you, dude? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes they'd be kids. Yeah. I'm 8, bro, and I meant what I said. You'd be like, no, I can't do it.
Bro. Man, I was on this one app called Live Raise. I used to go live on it all the time. And it was this kid, like, trying to roast me or whatever. And it didn't take me no time to figure out it was a kid because everything turned into, well, your mom.
So hilarious. Your mom.
I was like, yo, this can't be an adult.
This hit you with your mom.
Somebody asked me who to introduce everybody. This is Nate Jackson. I'm the host of the show. This is Ryan Davis. And this is Leonard Oots.
Oh, y'all got three. Oh, we always on All Def Comedy. We always, what?
Yeah, we did all do. That's a trip. We did HBO All Def Comedy.
Both of these guys did Wildin' Out.
Yeah, I did season 8.
Season 9. I'm on Safe Word on MTV.
Nice.
Terrence J. Okay. Master of None on Netflix.
Look at that. Aziz Ansari joint.
Aziz Ansari.
Yeah.
These dudes definitely got the social media game popping right now. And on stage, which I like to, I put that first. They on stage. And they doing the social media, got some funny sketches and shit.
You know, on some thing. Certain Wednesdays, I'm on Laugh Mob's Laugh Tracks, too. And that's a really innovative show.
And Ryan Davis sell beanie caps, too, on Cicero.
Yep.
And Hollywood.
The thing that I love most about the All Deaf Man thing was that, you know, I had to earn my way on through stand-up.
Yeah, it wasn't handed to you. It was not handed to you.
To let people know it's not a game.
And how long you been doing comedy?
About 5 years.
5 years.
Mm-hmm.
How long you been doing comedy?
6 years.
6 years. So I've been doing comedy 13.
Mm.
And I'm not saying it to be like, oh, I'm the old bull. But I'm saying it to say I saw the game before you guys were in it. I've seen the game while you guys are in it. You know? And I hope I don't ever see the game after y'all ain't in it no more.
Yeah, you know I'm gonna be in it. Too.
But I'm saying, so I saw.
I'm trying to John Witherspoon this thing.
Yeah, but I saw. This, I saw the opportunity come for you, and you actually work for it.
Yeah,
I've seen opportunities come where some things are just handed to some people, and what's for everybody ain't for everybody. So I just have to sit back and respect it. But I will. I'm just saying, well, I second that motion that you did work for that spot.
Yeah, we were on the same showcase, and I remember you went up early. I was like, that nigga definitely on the show.
Hilarious.
For real. It was like,
I didn't know. I had to showcase 4 times. So that was my 4th showcase for the show.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
I just had to showcase 4 times.
I had to showcase for the show. But my thing is, I was so happy to showcase because this was my thing. If anybody wants to play that whole, he a social media guy, not a real comic thing. Well,
follow me then.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Follow me then.
Well, tonight you gotta beat me. You want a spot on that
show?
Follow
me then.
Because they had
no. You hear him?
Yeah, because it was 26 spots for the show. 14 of them was already predetermined. Shout out to Leonard for the predetermined spot. Nigga didn't showcase at all.
Damn, how you gonna put my info out there? Like,
because I'm just saying, you're a bad boy.
We got different journeys here.
I feel like
you put your work in.
Right.
That's so what I'm saying. I was
first
like,
of all, we
I was shouting
on.
You out.
No, fuck that. We about to have a comedian's intervention right now.
We all put our work in.
Nobody's saying you didn't. But your walk and your road is different than another comic. There's people who got a similar road too. There's other people. There was how many spots were guaranteed?
Like 14.
14 spots.
And
but just know that there's different types of comic. There's guys who the industry says we're gonna put them on.
Like,
needs to be
you
seen.
Know what I mean? Dion, Gary Owens, D-Ray Davis. None of them guys had to.
Where they're like, I don't
Leonard
know.
Leonard Dukes didn't have to showcase.
Yeah,
but.
Then you got
I was
some,
on the fence. It was like, yeah, you don't got to showcase, but we need you to send in 30 different tapes.
Yeah.
So it was they're going to do that.
They're going to do that to everybody.
I showcased. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
you did.
Yeah.
I did my showcasing.
They're going to do that because there's too many eyes that got to see each act.
Yeah, right, but
there's too much money behind it for 26
for
people. There's
know.
Like five people that got to say yes for each one
of
us to even
and
be
that's,
on.
And that's what I was telling people. Like, it was a time where you're like, all right, let's say I'm the social media guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got 11 comics going up the night for 4 spots. Beat me. You should be ashamed of yourself if you don't. If I do social media, and in your mind I'm a part-time stand-up and you can't beat me for the spot.
That's another thing that bothers me too, right? Like, I'm a stand-up of 13 years, and I've been on the internet with a presence on social media for maybe 3 years, where I was like, okay, I'm tired. All the comics are hating on the internet, people, but it's another place to put content out.
Yep.
So I do skits. I do to-the-camera stuff, split screens. And when I tell you that is hard work as
Thank
well,
you.
It is not nothing to say they're doing less work.
No.
But here's what I will say. If you only do social media, that is hard, but it's not
as hard.
It's not as hard. Then if you only do comedy, it's not as hard as the person who's doing both.
Trust me.
Because you're you're writing, shooting, editing, producing, putting it out. You got to go to a show.
And you right. still got to go work
you gotta
on
show.
Your show.
You got to work on your shit. You got to, the pillow skit. Thank you. And shit, if you shoot skits.
Nigga, the pillow skit. We're putting the girl in the pillowcase.
The young lady.
Bruh.
The hard part. To me, the hard part is this, right? Because I can wake up out of my sleep like, I have the stupidest hilarious. Idea. A lot of people struggle at the creation part. That ain't my issue. My issue is shoot day, time, who gonna shoot it, what Bro. Camera, who gonna be in it, yo, are y'all available? Like, the pre-production shit is, do you
I
know how much?
All the time, man.
To get a little person to your house, do you know?
And this
you
is,
gotta do a background check.
And this is a little thing. This
a
is
little
a little
person.
This is
he
a thing.
Gonna go a little right after that.
I didn't mean to. That's why I tried to clear it up. That's a thing that people don't really realize. People are like, Ryan, you don't punch out videos like this. Look, man, once you start, once one takes off, the other one has to take a hit.
I'm not in control of that, nigga. It's this thing.
Whenever you
keep falling asleep, Leonard.
Nigga,
shit.
Nigga, from side of your head.
All right, here.
You ain't got no edges.
Like so, we. So whenever
no
one takes, because I was doing stand up even before I went back to doing internet content. I had my own room in Charlotte.
Yeah, but you're doing stand up on the internet.
Yeah, that's all
right,
I'm doing.
Right,
I'm doing topical.
That's different than
I'm doing topical stand up.
Like, I give you an example of somebody who has some great content on the internet, but it's different. DC Young Fly, he's doing roasts, he's doing split screens, and that can work on stage, but it doesn't translate the same as what he's doing. He can take that stuff he just showed you and just keep the dialogue and things that you really had to heavily lean on for the picture. Just describe it a little bit.
Yeah.
Every vlog, every video, every to-the-camera joint he's done is stand-up.
That's what I told you. I was like, everybody was doing sketches or characters and stuff like that. I was like, ain't nobody doing stand-up. And I was like, I'm going to make stand-up palatable
on
social media.
On this medium, yeah.
So I just took and gave it visual aids.
Yeah.
Once I did that, it's nothing but all stand-up comics look at it and realize, oh, he's just doing stand-up.
Quickly.
But, yeah, they quickly. But
I was like, goddamn, he's writing a lot.
But the public, and that's what makes me bad, too, when people are like, can he do stand-up? I've given you hours.
Right. Millions of views.
I've given you hours of stand-up.
Right. And that's why this needs to be when now, because the who, people know now, nigga. It's where or when is Ryan Lewis going to be in our city? This
Ryan
young man
Lewis.
Has gone from the woods to the light.
Said Ryan
I don't
Lewis.
Know how that happened. It's the dude who went Macklemore.
I
said Ryan Lewis just now?
You said Ryan Lewis.
I'm sticking with it.
Yeah.
I'm from Seattle, so that Ryan Lewis to me actually is
that's what I'm saying.
My,
Ryan Lewis, man. He
all right, put the who back on. Tell niggas can get that Davis down second nature because I didn't even know I didn't do it.
I'm gonna tell you, man, it's been a hell of a ride, man. And
does it feel overnight?
No, I know it's not. You will always know it's not overnight. The world will see it as overnight, and it'll feel overnight in way that people treat you.
Yeah,
but you know it wasn't overnight.
I had I think it was Tommy Davidson. He told me, he was like, just remember how the people are now. In a sense, he's saying, because once you own,
it's different.
Niggas and change. They laughing because you're there. They leaning in because it's you. Or they're hating because it's you.
Man,
now you at least get to earn it. It's even killed.
I tell people this all the time, man. Mm-hmm. They were like, yeah, man, you got to work out your new stuff on stage. Nah, I'd rather go do a guest spot for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Or a feature for somebody where none of their audience is there to see me. When you playing in front of your people,
yeah,
they're going to give you, they know your voice. They know, you know what I mean? You, they're into my you. They may laugh at something.
I want to see your face. That's all.
That's a six, like it's a nine.
Yeah, because it's got the extra on it.
Yeah, you it's, laughing, oh my, they it's laughing not at just, a seven oh, like it's
funny.
A 10.
It was, that person said something that was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it gets buffered.
So, I'll run my new stuff in front of other people's audiences to see if it's, you know, what it is. And then I bring it to my show.
That's a decent technique.
Yeah.
It still don't work.
I just
you can't have 200, 300, 400, 600 million views cumulatively.
Well, somebody's going to know you from at somebody else's show, too. Yeah. But
it's Ryan it isn't Lewis. 100%. Like it's
it isn't 100% your audience. So.
Yeah.
And I'm the biggest thing for me, man, is whenever I finish the show and somebody come up and go, man, I'm not aware of your social media at
that
all.
Part.
But you
still
are
you.
Hilarious. I'm going to go look at it now. So I feel like the more I gain fans just off the stand-up,
yeah.
You know what I mean? One hand feed, long as one is feeding the other, I get stopped places and be like, I saw you on All Death.
Dope.
And that's...
Yeah.
That feels great.
Oh, you're talking about HBO?
Yeah.
See, because I did some of the short form content too. Okay. I got a video on there that hit for like, I don't know, like 9 minutes, something crazy, but I was addicted to roasting.
Mm-hmm.
So I just couldn't, like, I started the video out. I was trying to put my own arm down. So people are like, I seen you on All Deaf Digital. They're usually talking about those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They still call this Deaf Comedy Jam. Like, America calls it Deaf Comedy Jam. Yep. We're the only ones calling it All Deaf.
Right.
Because they trained
that's
us.
The name
is right. That's what it is.
We were media trained.
If Russell didn't sell the brand off, it still would have been that. We did Deaf Comedy Jam. It was just a little, they said, Leonard needs some coffee. Did you go to sleep again?
Yeah.
No, I definitely been looking at you tell these
did, well, people. Well, nah, I did
he's
see
not
you.
Asleep, saw, y'all.
You
just
you didn't fall asleep, very but I comfortable. Saw you rock. Like.
Oh, yeah, I definitely hit a rock. Y'all don't know, I'm in L.A. I've been shooting and working for weeks straight.
He don't
up
come
at night.
He like, don't live here, so when he come here, he working the whole time.
Yeah, bro, I'm tired. I'm not narcoleptic, motherfucker. I'm tired.
He working.
When you fat, you can't just be tired. You gotta be. There's got to be something wrong.
Yeah.
So do you think you've reached the plateau of knownness?
I've reached.
Do you still get the intro at the club? You're the man you're here to see. All the way from.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Lewis. Nah. Fuck, I'm Davis.
Nah,
am I the
right
only
now,
one that slips up?
No. Ryan Lewis is super famous.
Man, Macklemore Ryan Lewis did
yeah.
their thing.
Yeah. So, nah, people, it's comes
I used
out.
To get Nate Robinson a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Because
it just
Nate
happened.
And Jackson,
you
Nate
know how
Robinson,
many times I've called Russell Westbrook, Russell Wilson, or Russell Wilson, Russell Westbrook?
Right.
It just, it happens. When somebody has a name similar to yours and they pop in, it's whatever. It's,
you know how
it
many
happens.
Times
I wonder if Michael...
Washington? Like no, bitch,
not Denzel. It has nothing to do with your name, Leonard Oots.
Denzel
has nothing to do with Denzel Washington.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
Couldn't resist.
He fucked me up
this
when
nigga
he did
woke
that.
Up
because I was in the serious mode. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you know, whenever
I woke up on bullshit.
I think I woke up. You know how many times I get Denzel Washington? This nigga's the equalizer.
Yeah,
at Fatburger.
Yeah. I was
but I
like
got a chicken sandwich.
I was sitting here. It's been. I don't
they
know, man.
Good.
This is what I tell people, good. Man. That seek, you know, the social media. Join, find out what it is that you want to do. Like Nate, know he a stand up. Nate knows that he's a writer. He can act. He can do everything. He knows.
Yeah, I do
what
all that
doing.
By the way, because there's a lot of viewers in here that have no idea who
I
am
he,
today.
He knows. But, yeah. He knows what he's doing. It's a lot of people really just trying to go viral. And okay. I'm going to tell you, there ain't no money in going viral. There ain't no money in putting all this content you putting out is free.
Mm-hmm.
Have a plan. We like, how am I going to monetize this?
Right.
Sponsorships.
Yeah.
Or merchandise.
But sponsorships, you know how popping you got to be to.
The number changed. It used to be 100,000.
Yeah.
Like 3 years ago. Now it's like, if you don't got. No, now it's like. If real sponsorships?
Yeah.
It's like, how many million you
Logan
got?
Logan Paul. Yeah. You got to be popping.
King Batch.
King Batch. Yeah, you got to be popping.
Amanda Cerny, Daystorm, like these are big, massive, and their best friends who they shoot with every day may have a 2/3 of their following, and they don't even get the same calls.
No.
But these niggas have the type of followers that's Sprint calls.
Yeah.
That you, Lifewater calls.
Like,
that,
and I get
Brita.
Decent sponsorship or whatever, but it's because my engagement is high.
Yeah.
It ain't because of the number. It's because I have 1 million followers, but more than 1 million people watch every single thing I put out.
Right. And they stay, you know, and they watch. Follows?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not even. So that's the thing. Like, as far as going viral goes, he's not going viral as frequently as he used to.
Right.
The audience is just so big, they're all watching it.
Yep.
Because the definition of viral is when you reach outside of. When a video is viewed outside of your reach.
Yeah, mine is.
If my reach is 100,000 views and 101,000 people watch it, I've gone 1,000 viral. Does that make sense? A lot of people ask, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So the viral ones are the 200 million views and things like that. Like, that's just obscene. Like,
yeah, that's man, there are some people who do stuff. That, but that's the, if something happened, there was an occurrence of something.
A catalyst of some sort.
Yeah, but I probably got 10 videos that's 10 million or more.
Yeah, see?
And
10, I don't think I've had one hit 10 million. I've had six hit 1 million.
That's good.
I'll take it.
Nigga, that's great.
I'll take it.
There's some motherfuckers who do not know what that feels like and will never know what that feels like.
I surely don't know what 10 million feels
like. I ain't
gonna
say never know what that feels like. I'm gonna tell you why.
Why?
I'm gonna tell you, stand up is doing well.
Never will?
Stand up is doing well on.
Every,
social media.
Yeah.
If you can find a bit of yours and then caption the bit on,
right,
on it, and that bit go, oh, bro.
Yep. They coming to see you.
They coming to see you after that. A lot of comics don't know that. I can't wait till I shoot. Like, when I first shoot my special, I'm going to put it out.
All the snippets.
You and then I'm a snippet that motherfucker out. Same way they did us for Def Jam. I'm a snippet that motherfucker
Snippety
out.
Snip.
Every bit that I think, oh, they're going to love this. Boom. Win yeah. Such and such. Such.
Yeah,
and
somebody
such.
Said those videos are shared all over the country. I'll add they're shared all over the world. Because
yep,
sometimes you
all
see.
All over the world.
You, yeah, they're saying stay in the mic. So let me put it one time. I put it where it should go.
Oh, my bad.
Have
I keep coming up. I hear me, though.
Yeah,
so
but.
Bad it makes you cry.
Yeah. Try that.
Yeah, I hear me, but I'll come closer.
There you go. No, you were good, but I kept on messing. I don't know what it sounded like to them. So that's interesting.
Yeah, man.
So you're now reaching the part where you are the third most famous Ryan.
Matt Ryan.
No, that's not a first name. So you got Ryan
Seacrest.
Yeah. Okay, the fourth most.
Ryan Seacrest.
You got Ryan Lewis.
Yep.
Ryan, the actor. I can't remember his last
Gosling.
Name. Gosling. And then you got Ryan Seacrest. And Gosling, maybe you can switch those. You're the fourth most famous Ryan on Earth, bro.
Which is really cool right now.
And you're about to knock off, oh boy. Two of these Ryans about to get knocked off.
I'm about to get Lewis. I'm about to knock him off.
Ryan Lewis, you probably already did. And then you got Ryan Seacrest is after that.
Yeah, nah, yeah. Ryan Seacrest.
He's pretty big. They say
he has a Hollywood star.
They say Ryan Seacrest has the highest tests out of anybody hosting in the history of television. So basically, when you get a gig, you go through this process where they test you to see, you know, right, do audiences respond to your look and do they like you. And he tests out of this world. The second, it's two people up top real high, and then there's this big chasm, and then there's, like, the rest of the game, right? The other one is Mario, what you call it, from
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez from Saved by the Bell, who, by the way, looks the same as he did on Saved by the Bell.
Which
I don't know what
crazy.
This nigga's rubbing on himself, but he's got to be, what,
Slater?
60? Yeah. How old is this dude?
Slater still look like he in high school, bro.
He's younger now than he was then.
He did look older in Saved by the Bell.
I'm not bullshit. He was wearing the old Miami shirts with the chest out, yeah. So he look older.
Yo, when I tell you, man,
Ryan Reynolds just did Deadpool. Pretty sure he's in that. Ryan list. Reynolds, so yeah. You're the fifth most famous Ryan.
I'm working on it though, man. I'm the only black one though. Keep it.
Oh yeah. No, you're the sixth most. Ryan Coogler has Black Panther coming out tomorrow.
Who is that?
Ryan Coogler's the director of that and Creed and.
Oh no, I ain't worried about that.
Because he's not on camera?
His face ain't recognized.
All right, yeah. Fine. But Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool 2's coming out. It's going to be so good, they didn't even write Deadpool. Them niggas just put the number 2. Congratulations.
Man, yeah. My thing is, I just want
to. I'm cutting you out the screen, Leonard.
Why?
Because you sleep and they saying it.
You don't see me over here texting?
Okay, call that a text. I'm zooming in on you. You about to get your own.
Zoom in. I'm on the phone.
We are adding a sleep cam. Every time he go to sleep.
I got a heavy face, too.
He got a heavy face. His neck, though. All right, so we got a sleep cam now.
Bro, I'm up.
Go to bed.
Bro, I'm rolling. I can't go to bed without smoking another blunt. And all my real smokers know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So that's how you know I'm not going to sleep, bro.
You're not even smoking go-to-bed weed, though. You're smoking the other one.
I got some of that coming. I got some of that, too.
Oh, okay.
And man. I got some go-to-sleep pills, too.
I am.
Don't need those, nigga. We want you to make it, nigga. You can't eat pills that make you sleepy.
It was a joke.
I missed it. I was like, Leonard, stop.
Man.
But I'm not on none of that rap shit.
I showed up.
You're going to sleep without pills.
I showed up last night.
Up.
Nate hit me with about 55 head jokes on my way upstairs.
Man, when I tell you this nigga missed 1,000 of them?
No, I didn't. I was like, it's not making sense because I'm not tall enough to do what he's saying that I'm doing.
He quantified whether or not he could literally physically do it.
That's what he would say when they ain't got no comeback.
Well, nah, he
I was really, was dead, I was really,
nigga. Oh, you were,
he was, I, yeah, because he I was really so, like, so at the venue last night, there was one of those old school spiral staircases.
right.
So he's like, how do we get upstairs? And I'm like, you either go that way up the stairs, up the ramp, or you can go up the spiral joint. Right. So they head towards the spiral joint, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna hit him with a joke. So I'm like, hey, man, be careful, because if your head hits any of those steps, we're gonna have to fix the whole building.
Yeah, right? And I was like, and he was I'm like, thinking, my head, I'm not that tall, though. I don't think my head is gonna hit. I was sitting there trying to analyze.
And I'm trying to sell it. Like, no,
hold on, wait. Look at Ryan's face. Do he look like the type of motherfucker you going to ask anything?
No.
No, he don't. So I believe that he didn't get all of those jokes.
I was like, oh, you mean my head.
No, he was so logical, bro.
Ryan, yeah.
I saw him assess how tall it was. Like, yeah. I can't. Nigga, my head's not gonna hit none of that.
Yeah, I was like, no, I don't think my head.
And I was like, but if it did, though.
If it did, though.
No, I don't think my head gonna.
I was. And they were good jokes, and that's why I felt bad that I fucked up the
right. Now you feel like you being a dick.
I was like, damn, they were good, too.
And I was over there like, did I just bomb before I'm about to go on stage?
That's why you ripped. You were frustrated.
I was upset.
Yo.
All these big head niggas in the back ain't laughing at nothing. Really I'm talking about what I was rip.
I was like, I don't know if you can hear it because you so far away.
Uh-huh.
But back in the back where we were, niggas is laughing.
Yeah. But this is the thing. There's certain things about a comedy show that you need. And
people right at the stage is one of them.
It's right. A giant, literally a full theater dance floor was completely empty to some velvet ropes where it was packed behind.
Yeah.
I'm like, just open the rope and let the people come get the joy. Where is your chair folder, nigga? For all you promoters out there that are doing the theater show with the after party following, fill up the dance floor with seats and then just have two kids fold the chairs up and get them out the way. Take your little intermission after the show.
Yeah. Very simple.
Very simple.
Very simple. The show would have been.
What's your pet peeve at the shows? Pet peeve.
After shows?
Adam. Like, if you go into a city, like, the thing that should be obvious to comedy clubs. I got a new one. I'll fire it off first. But no security and people having full access to the stage to heckle, physically try to fight you, like the Steve Brown video.
But That's a pet peeve of mine. But. I've done that room a million times, and there's an armed security guard there all the time. I do not understand that Steve Brown situation. I've never done that room, and they didn't have an armed guard. But I did tell my agent, like, 4 days before that happened, I'm not doing it that year. I'm not doing that room this year.
They don't have enough security.
And because it just doesn't feel
safe. Right. And, yeah. And then 4 days later that happened, and then I called back over here to the West Coast. They were like, well, we already know why you're calling, and we get it. All right.
All right. Touche.
A green room.
Yeah. I did a spot in Milwaukee. They didn't have a green room.
At all?
No, I was just sitting in the back. Of the room, and people kept coming over to take pictures, and they kept looking and pointing at me while the opening acts was on stage.
Right.
Like, yo, watch the show. I'm going to be up there in a second. Just watch the show.
What city were you in?
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
It's a club in Canada. Don't got no green room. It's like, why?
Is that Yuck Yucks? No, Yuck Yucks has a beautiful green room.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you what club it was.
Yeah.
Then they won't feel no pressure to get a green room.
Oh, no, you're right. Rick Bronson's House of Comedy in Edmonton.
Oh, he should
I'm
know
doing
better.
That. I'm doing that in August. No
in the
green
Mall
room.
Of America.
There's no green room. It's a green room in the Mall of America. And have a green room that I can smoke in. Like, why you need to have it so that.
Oh, the Mall of America? You say they got a green room?
They
it's
do.
Nowhere near the room, though.
Really?
They got to walk you to the back and around the corner, and it's a green room. So you don't even know when it's your turn.
I always went
you just
to the
out, you just completely out of the.
You just got to be
Flappers
like,
is kind
of
like
well,
that
it's about Burbank. It's about time for me to
the
go.
The green room's
upstairs.
On the other side of the kitchen at Flappers.
Yeah, so you got to so you got to walk out.
Well, they got TVs in there that you hear it too, but
yeah,
it's not
Tampa.
The same.
I did side splitters in Tampa.
Yeah.
They had no green room. They had an office. I'm like,
I'm about to go there.
Sit,
I'm about to go to side splitters.
I'm sit here on this old couch.
In Tampa.
Yeah.
I just like.
Charlie Goodnight's in Raleigh. Has like nine green rooms.
Yeah, it's nine green rooms.
they got two upstairs.
I just did it.
Way.
Yeah, I just
I've
did
never
it.
Done it.
Really?
Oh man,
that's almost a home club for you. You ain't never done Good Nights.
I've never done. That's your home club?
Nah, it's in between Charlotte and
Virginia.
I've
never done it. You done it?
He brought it up. I just did it this week.
You talking to me?
Weekend.
Talking to both of y'all.
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah, I
didn't get booked there. I went and I did.
You wrote on the wall like you did.
Let me finish. I'm not just going around the comedy clubs writing on the wall.
Yes,
I definitely write.
This nigga act like he a janitor and then just go in there and start signing on the wall.
Yeah, because I was like, oh shit.
You guys have a road restroom?
I was like, oh shit, Nate was here. Because what's the name was, he did All Deaf with Henry Coleman.
Okay.
He was on the show with me.
Good. So I did, I got an interesting story about Henry. I think I fucked with him now, but there was a minute where I was like, bruh. And I'll tell you why in a minute. So remind me.
Okay.
But so,
Henry,
I did a show at a university in North Carolina, and I had a show Friday at a school and a show Sunday at a school. But Thursday at a school, Sunday at a school. Friday, Saturday I had off, and James Davis was headlining at Goodnight. So he was like, "Well, if you're in town, swing down, come do some spots." So I ended up fucking with him. That's
shout
why I was like signing the wall.
James let me rock in front of him in Charlotte.
A real one.
Yeah, that's love.
Rock with James.
And he got to he shot his special. He just posted on Instagram saying that he
shot it
destroyed.
In Oakland.
That's a beautiful comedy city.
Yeah,
I think Oakland and
Oakland,
Houston, and Chicago are some of the best cities to do some comedy in.
I like Philly. I love Chicago. Atlanta's a good comedy city.
Atlanta's good.
They can have short attention spans.
DC is
amazing. I've never dealt with that, but I've seen.
DC is amazing. I'm going to tell you when Atlanta is good.
Okay.
Atlanta, you got to stay away from spots in Atlanta where all they do is see comedy all the time.
Okay.
And they jaded.
It's diluted.
Yeah. Because I remember I went to Atlanta and for $5.
I saw.
You got to see me, J.J. Williamson, Big Sean Larkin.
That's my guy.
And And this is like a mentor to me, and I can't even remember his name.
He's from Atlanta?
He's in Atlanta.
Roddy Perry?
Light skin.
Light skin.
Yeah, man. He's from, like from Mississippi. Nah, God, this is my big bro, and I can't even remember.
Carlos Malone,
it's that weed.
Yeah, this is crazy. I'm so sorry, big bro, if you're watching this. He was like,
I said, Carlos Malone, only.
He's like, damn, bro, you don't remember my name?
That's how he's going to say it?
Yeah, that's how he thought. Oh, my God. I used to open for him.
This is crazy. You're definitely going to get yourself in trouble.
That's disrespectful.
Wow, this is crazy.
$5 they saw everyone you named and a nigga you can't.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is crazy. But it was like nothing but headliners. It was a show full of headliners for like $5.
For $5.
Check your phone. Type in Big Bro.
And niggas wasn't even fucking with it. It was crazy.
Shouty. You know what? I taped in Atlanta twice. I taped Bounce TV's Coming to the Stage, Rodney Perry hosted, and that was to this day the best tape. Off the Chain. Excuse me, but that was the best comedy show I did with a multicast. They were doing shit like wanting to know your jokes so that they could place people that look like what you're talking about that they can do camera shots to. Where are you going to be on stage? They had all the spots marked. Like it was like dope. It was incredible. Like I had a joke about a woman and a man, and a woman and a man, and they decided to take a young black lady and put her next to this old white dude for my Frank Ocean joke. So when I go to her like I'm flirting, then I switch to the old white dude. The expression he gave was worth all of the trouble they went through from seating an entire room and being like, seat J1 and J2, save those for Nate's set. It was worth it for him. But that was crazy. The most intuitive production I had been on. Then I was there 2 weeks after that for Comic View. Same exact venue, center stage.
I thought we did Comic View before coming to Off the Chain.
Mm-mm, we did. Well, they had lots of seasons Off the Chain. Only one season of Comic View never even aired.
Yeah, I know. I was there.
We were at the same one?
Yeah.
It was 2 weeks. Comic View came after Bounce. It was like basically I went at the beginning of the month and I was right back at the end of the month. And so that was the same venue, different staff, different experience as far as how they took it. Like, they fed everybody on set before they fed the comics. Yeah, so we're all sitting around like, nigga, I'm hungry.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then you see everyone eating.
Yeah, I'd have been like, hey, bro.
And you expect me to go up and be great.
Be great, not be all right.
You got to be great. I'm about to go on TV and I'm a forever. You're going to have this documented footage. And that's the thing. When you do TV, they got to do whatever it takes to put everybody in their best place.
Right.
And for you, you need a green room where you can smoke.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Some comics need Red Bull. Like, what do you mean you guys have Monster and that's it? Like, you don't have Red Bulls? I drink Red. You know, some people need a place to smoke a cigarette. Some people need it to just be completely quiet. Marvin?
Marvin Hunter.
Oh, well, shit.
Shout out to the OG. I love Marvin Hunter. Marvin Hunter's a nice dude. He's always saying nice stuff about me. Marvin Hunter, LeVar Walker.
Yeah.
I saw the Comedy Hype. They always show love.
Marvin's an incredible act, man. Yeah. Unforgettable.
Listen.
If you ask me, I think he's the type of act that he comes to the tip of the
tongue. Came to me. Yeah.
You just called somebody. Hey, what's the nigga name?
Nah. I was called. I got to go. But, but my thing is, all of us, and Marvin, this is how I was introduced to Marvin.
Okay.
Like, I was in a point, you know, when you feature and there's a part where you start feeling yourself like, nigga, I'm supposed to be headlining. Ain't no way I shouldn't be no headliner.
Okay.
And then I was like, I'ma just try to body every headliner that come behind me. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. And then I had a show with Marvin.
Humble yourself.
They told
young
me
man.
This nigga Marvin. All I heard is nigga good, nigga beast. I was like, watch. Nigga, I did my time in front of him, smashed.
Right.
I was walking off stage. I was like, do your shit, bruh.
Oh, shit.
Nigga, they forgot me in 5 minutes, nigga.
He that funny?
That nigga obliterated that place. I saw a woman, no lie, get up and leave. It was like, I can't. I'm laughing too hard. And left. Outside.
He funny like that.
He funny like that.
Nigga, the funniest act I've seen. Who's the funniest act you've seen live?
As far as like, just I've never body seen anybody. Room. I've never seen anybody body like Sean Jones bodies around.
Sean Jones.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not hating. I just had to take that in. That's a new name for somebody who's just like crushing. Sean is very funny, but I don't think I've had that same experience. You've probably seen him way more than me.
Yeah, I've seen him crush a room. I saw probably the hardest I've ever seen anybody body was the first time I saw Carlos Miller in Charlotte. He did this show for Tone X. Nigga, standing O. I'm talking about a real standing O. Like,
destruction. Carlos can do it, man. That nigga gets in that zone.
He was in the zone.
K-Dub's like that, too.
K-Dub like that, too.
I seen K-Dub. He was here last night. He was at the spot.
Yeah, he Blackson. Pulled up.
Yeah.
Willie Lynch Jr., one of the funniest motherfuckers I ever seen before in my life.
Willie, but boy, I gave that nigga a guest spot in East St. Louis.
What happened?
Man, my feature was looking at me like, nigga, why would you put this nigga
yeah.
up?
No, why would you do that? Why you wouldn't put him up in front of you?
Right.
You don't do that to no feature.
What are you talking about, bro?
You know what you talking about.
I don't know. I didn't know he was going to do it like that.
What you mean you didn't know?
He brought out the best of my feature, though. My feature went out. Shout out to T-Springs. He went out there and smashed after that. But he was like, oh, I got to work tonight. Yeah.
Boy, you sound like Rihanna fat cousin. Yeah. I gotta work.
For real.
Who you got on the show this Saturday? You got a show this Saturday, don't you?
Yeah. Hollywood Improv.
Who on that show?
Me, Chris Spencer. And I think I'll put my man Austin on it. Still think I need.
Oh, you don't need nobody else to come do some time?
Nah, that's what I'm saying. I still think I need.
I'll come through.
I know you'll come through, man. But
what's the angle you're trying to get? You looking for energy? You looking for another clever comic?
Nah, it wasn't that. It's just I think whoever has to
get a girl on there, man. That's a lot of masculine energy.
I got titties.
I think whoever he did that.
Damn,
shit.
I can't get no work.
Put a girl on. I got titties.
It's whoever goes on last is probably gonna be the host.
Whoever you at last.
Yeah.
Chris Spencer's probably going to request a host.
Yeah, what you mean?
He might not. I think he...
That's Hollywood's number one host, man.
Yeah.
Incredible. That's an incredible comic. I've seen Chris body rooms, too.
He bodied in Oakland when we just did Oakland together. Nigga, he had a joke about chocolate chip cookies and still got me dying.
the hardest I've seen somebody...
I'm working with him tonight.
Who?
Chris.
Work with him. You can tell him I said hello.
Well, nigga's getting all the work, bro. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, man, you've been in New York.
Shout out, if you in Inglewood, if there's any tickets left, y'all out there.
What's
Inglewood, and I don't even know. It's me, Chris Spencer, Scruncho, Tiffany Haddish.
I don't get no shows like that, bro. That's going to be fun.
That's going to be a fun show, man. Y'all look up that show. Look up Tiffany Haddish tickets tonight. I'm on the show. Come check it out.
Yeah, Tiffany Haddish is shot into the stratosphere after Girls Trip.
Yeah, just shot straight into selling out theaters.
Okay, so I want to say the most bodiest, whatever you want to call somebody doing to a room, I'll say Tony Roberts.
Oh, I ain't never seen him, but I bet
he's nigga. Let me tell you something.
Tony Rock. I done seen Tony flip shit.
Everybody you guys have named
Ron G.
cannot follow the set that I'm talking about for two. And I respect everyone you said.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you right now, when Tony Roberts is on, when he's on, like, nigga, there's nothing.
Yeah,
like, there's no cadence like it. There's no energy like it. There's let me explain. King Cat Theater. Now, I don't know if these were theater shows that you were at, but that's a different type of comedy. King Cat Theater, it's like 800, 1,200 seats, something like that. It's packed. It's a small theater, but it's packed. This is one of my first few times seeing him. And I was already watching a lot of comedy. So it's not like I was just like, I'd never seen nothing like that before. And it was just like, it took me. No, nigga. This nigga made me laugh so hard. And I don't even remember the punchline. He made me laugh so hard, I had to stand up just because my midsection was jamming up on me, right? So I stand up.
Christ.
And I'm like, all right, cool. I'm about to sit down. Hits me again. I'm like, I got to fuck out the room. So I head up the aisle, right? I'm on my way to the door. He say another punchline. I turn back to see the punchline. The nigga doing the act out. I got to see him still. I just start kind of jogging and play a little bounce. I wasn't even in the control of my body no more, right? He said another joke. I just set off to a light jog, nigga. I wasn't trying to lose weight. I was just trotting, trying to walk it off. Like, oh, my God, nigga. Like, you know, you walk around.
Yeah.
Like, God damn. Bruh. I'm passing other niggas in the back of the room. There's ladies, niggas, everybody's in the back of the room doing the same shit, just trying to walk it off. He literally laughed us into cardio. I had never seen no shit like that. The other set that I would say was nuts like that, JB Smooth.
Oh,
this nigga JB Smooth.
JB. I seen JB at Gotham at Mixtape for Royale Watkins
Show. Yeah, Royale Show.
Oh, my God. I've never seen nobody do a bit and stay so in it so
yes.
long that yeah. you forget.
Was it the roller skate?
Was it
the roller blade?
It was the one with the with the small car, the little smart car.
Yeah.
Somebody, when you roll over some gum.
Yeah.
He's trying to get it out. And he said, you be in the living room. Like, yeah. And he just, what? I mean, he did.
So like in what you would call standard or traditional comedy, I'd be trying to translate for the viewers that don't know what I'm talking about. You got setup, punchline, act out, maybe mix up, act out. JB is setup, punchline, act out, act out. I seen him do one joke, and I'm not bullshitting, man, for 16 minutes.
Yeah.
15, 16 minutes. He did a joke about rollerblading. And I mean, he opened with it. Like, I'm trying to get in shape. Started rollerblade. Can't do it like the white people. Bow. He's already acting like white people skating, right? I don't have money like them. My rollerblade's different. I bought something, the middle wheel came out. You think I stopped? Hell no. So then after that, the wheel is out. And he starts making broken wheel rollerblade sounds.
Yeah, man.
Skateboarders grinding. I'm grinding too. Right now he's doing this. Nigga, he's running his foot in real life across all the front tables, across the wall in the back. He did Tony Hawk tricks. And shit. I had at 16 minutes. He slowed down to get back into his set, thought about it, and then went back to roller skate. Nigga, I laughed so hard. I feel like had I not stepped out the room, I might have shit on myself.
Yo,
JB Smooth, one of them guys.
JB, man.
Talent, the comedian.
He was on the Oakland show too, JB.
Yeah, see?
And he did a bit about picking a woman up. This nigga was on. I did 20.
Yeah.
And then this is the thing, difference between a young comic and a seasoned comic. This is a young comic and a seasoned comic.
What?
I'm about to roll.
Oh.
So whenever I did 20 minutes. I did 20 minutes, and in that 20 minutes,
yeah,
I probably told 9 jokes.
Jokes in 20 minutes.
But you in a sold out theater though.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
But listen to
this. So that's what I'm saying. JB did 20 minutes.
I did one joke, two jokes.
Right. Yo, he was. I was sitting here like, I was like, I hate this guy. Yo, he could really milk it out. Then I got to him and I talked to him backstage. He was like, yeah, I got about 15 minutes more on that one bit. Yeah. I was like, he was like, no joke. I can't. He was like,
he's awesome, man.
He said, this is his thing. He said he lets the audience tell him what they want to hear. Like, he'll go, and he said, when he hear the big laugh, he was like, okay, it's time to rock on this.
Yeah, he's rise the wave. And that's something that we started doing out here in L.A. a little bit more often, because you got to respect what the vets are doing. It's not about mimicking when it comes to the structure, but if you see a joke hidden like that, riff in that space.
Man,
stay in it. Make fun. Don't get out. And literally, we'd be at shows, you'll hear a comic yell, stay in it. Like, don't get out. The worst thing in the world is a short act out. Where you just set this whole beautiful joke up, did your shit, and it's destroying, and you move on. Why would you do that?
I do it all the time.
I don't know how. Man, fuck that.
You gotta learn. I guess that's something you gotta learn.
It's a comfortability thing.
Yeah.
I get, man. Is it the five years thing?
I'm feeling like, because this is the thing. Also,
I said they saw JB at the Super Bowl, funny as fuck and cool as fuck. And that's important, to be funny and cool.
Because I tried to, because this is my thing. I'm trying to beat the stigma of social media.
Yeah.
So this fear, I have this fear that if I stay in it and I have these moments where it don't work out like I want it to, that it'll go, well, you know, he wasn't really... Like, you know what I mean?
Hold on, though.
It's a stupid fear.
No, it's not a stupid fear. Every comic deals with that. But you, at 5 years, what set would you say you're on? Sophomore, freshman, sophomore? Are you still telling jokes that you first wrote? Written?
No.
Okay, so you've done all that. There's a whole new hour. A new hour from there.
Like, there's some, like, because even the jokes that I told in the beginning... They're not now. They like one. It used to be like a one liner. Now it's like a four or five minute bit. Yeah.
Right.
So like, do I count? Man, that's not the same joke. It ain't even.
It's not the same joke, but it's the same train of thought.
Yeah, it's the same train of thought. It's the same premise, same idea. Just learn to make it better over time.
So what I'm getting at isn't that that's not the wrong way to do it, because if you watch the show, the movie The Comedian, I think it's got Orny Adams and Jerry Seinfeld in it. And most of the conversation is Orny is starting his sets from brand new scratch, zero. And Jerry's like, you always build. You don't just start with nothing.
Yeah.
You know? So that comfortability that you don't have in that space comes from throwing that shit against the wall.
Yeah.
Right.
And so you can't go out because you have a lot of, you know, it's top heavy for you because of the internet. They've already laughed with you. They want to laugh the same way they did. Right. That. So you don't have the cushion to go out and go, new joke. Yeah. Not sure about it.
5 minutes of bits. I'm not sure about it yet. I ain't ready to
What you do, this is a little tip. Make a sandwich out of it. You go classic joke, new joke, classic joke.
Yeah.
That way your new joke ain't naked.
And my hour, this is how I do my hour. I come out my not my strongest stuff, but my strongest. I'm working on a special right now. Mm-hmm. They only, you can film an hour, you can do an hour, 30 minutes. They only watch the first 10 minutes.
Everyone.
The network only watch the first 10 minutes and decide if they're going to give it to you. So I'm open about the stuff that my first 30 minutes, it involves weed. That's sort of who I am right now. So my first 30 minutes,
nigga, I'm high as a motherfucker. Fuck
my
with
first
you.
30 minutes is bits about
me. I'm just now sobering up, nigga.
But it's not just about weed itself. It's about like why I date and including weed.
I get it.
So it's like
you just like women who don't
smoke
like
weed.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, boom, and going into it, and then I add the shit, the newest stuff, my dating and my relationship, and then I make sure I bring up the hotline. Make sure you call the hotline. So that we can talk to you.
Got a shake.
Yeah. About to go for the longest
time. That's all right. You were late to get here.
Exactly.
Shit, I just go like this, and me and Leonard will close this whole out. Yeah, yeah. Boom. It looked like you wasn't even here, nigga. Take all your garden with you. Take your whole.
What'd you get into? Oh, you got the show tonight. That's right. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm going to hit you about that because I'd like to maybe slide out. That's in Long Beach.
I don't know where.
But you said Inglewood.
But I don't know where it is.
Not the specific venue, the city.
Okay,
yeah, so that's reasonable. It's not like you're going all the way to Palos Verdes or some shit. All right, bet.
Hey, send me that video, though. You probably don't keep them, do you?
Nah, but it's on. I can.
Which video?
The BB, the.
Yeah, it's about It and Insecure.
It and Insecure? All right.
Yeah, I'm talking about It and Insecure, but the video is about how they tried to play big dudes. And
actually, yeah, I remember that.
Love big dudes.
Yeah.
I love you, bro.
Say you love him back.
Damn, you don't love me back?
I just said
I love you, Leonard.
You too.
He took a long time.
I love you, Nate.
I love you too, Leonard.
Hey,
you know what?
Hey, I love you.
You know what? And I also will remember the old light skinned nigga in Atlanta's name too.
Marvin Hunter.
Boom.
You did it though.
Ryan.
Now that's an alley and an oop.
Ryan, I love you.
Love you, bro.
That's what's up. Black love.
I love seeing you win, bro. Real talk.
I love seeing you win too.
It's all getting gay.
I love seeing the way you win.
Hey.
And then you do it.
I know a nigga.
Hey, and niggas be like, one of these Instagram niggas don't be like, no, I know a nigga that's out here. Shout out DC Young Fly too. Niggas out here really grinding with this shit.
Real shit.
So, all right, y'all.
You already know we out here.
All right, man, be safe.
Man, I'm about to test out.
All star.
Do you need to take something with you so you got a peace offering?
Word.
You want one of these lamps? You gotta
send a nigga with a whole piece of furniture.
Take this fold table with you. You wouldn't believe what I went through to lift this damn table up.
How long? About 2 hours?
1 hour and 30 minutes. So we can end it. But tell them where they can find you on the internet.
On the internet, you can follow me on Instagram at Ootsy, OUZTSYY. If you type in OUZ, it'll pop up because I'm famous a little bit. I'm verified.
Nice.
Check me out, man. All Def Comedies. New season of Safe Word coming in the spring on MTV. I got 2 movies coming out on Netflix, Like Father and Set Up.
Like Father's going to be dope.
Yeah.
Sincerely.
How you know about Like Father?
I looked at the trailer.
They got no trailer for Like Father.
Yeah, they do. Maybe I got Father Like or some shit.
Who in the trailer?
2 white men.
Nah, that's not me.
I'm going to look it up.
Like Father's Netflix is Kristen Bell, Kelsey Grammer, Seth Rogen, me.
I think we're talking about the same movie.
Paul Downs. Nah, I would have some time.
Chelsea Graham and Seth Rogen are both white men.
Yeah, you're going to pull that up. You're going to pull that up. Cause I ain't
seen it. I will. But as soon as we stop it, I will. But anyway, I've heard about Like Father if I haven't seen the trailer. I thought I saw a trailer, though.
No, it couldn't have been a trailer.
You would already know.
I would know.
But it's coming out.
Probably summer. Hopefully spring. Hopefully shit will come out tomorrow.
That was a pretty long yawn. This is the thing. When you tell people about your movie moves, right? Say who in the shit with you.
Yeah, Kelsey Grammer.
No, I'm saying you did, but I'm saying like Oh, I have a film coming out. It's called Like Father with Kelsey Grammer and Chris.
That's how you should do it.
Most people be like, name drop, you're a hoe. But I feel like people want to know, because when you watch movies, you're like, oh, that's the guy from, oh, that's the guy from, yeah. Oh, that's the guy from, and we know the names. Right. And it adds validity right away. Like, there's a lot of stuff on Netflix, and it ain't all bullshit. Seth Rogen
right.
type of films. So I'm just saying, let the people know. Leonard got a bunch of shit coming up, man. Bunch of shit.
And Nate gonna have a bunch of shit coming up.
No, I got some stuff. So check me out on True TV's Laugh Mob, yeah. Laugh Tracks. That's coming out on it's Wednesdays. What else is most pressing? I don't even smoke enough to appreciate that. What is that?
Just smell it.
Okay, let me see.
You do got a pit bull nose, too.
You finna smoke that?
I don't know. I might say this. Just roll another backwoods.
Is that cinnamon?
French vanilla.
French vanilla. This nigga smoking snacks. Anyway, so that's the show, man. I thank you guys for tuning in and all that. Listen, if you're in Colorado, I'll be at Colorado State University tomorrow, which is Friday or Saturday. We're doing a comedy show. I'm hosting a step show and emceeing an after party. We're going to do all that in one weekend. It's called Ramming Out. We're going to have fun. Colorado State University Rams. Appreciate you guys for watching. Again, this has been the Nate Jackson Show. Thank you for sharing that last hour and 30 of your day with me. Y'all be blessed.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Do us a favor and leave a 5-star review on iTunes for the show. It really matters. Thank you for the love and support. Keep listening to the Nate Jackson Radio Show.
You are now listening to the Nate Jackson Show.
That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening to the Nate Jackson Show.